How do you feel like things stand with your cornerbacks right now?
Well, we're getting a little bit of work out of some of them now. The SC got a little work. And Eli's working off to the side right now, but we're hopeful we can get 1.5, 3/4. Somebody, yeah, we need him back. We missed him. Look, I thought Trev battled his butt off. I told him after the game that he just keep fighting. All we can ask for him is to play his best football and fight, and that's what he did. You know, there was a couple of plays there where they got him. He feels bad about it, but you know, it's a team game, and we play as a team, so we'll keep that.
Coach, through 4 games, you've had to rely on some work of undrafted rookies, guys like Adams, guys like Hunter. How do you think they've responded to be pushed into the spotlight so early?
Yeah, I think they've responded real well, and I'm glad you brought that up. I would also mention this. When that happens, when somebody undrafted or somebody hasn't had a lot of reps, there's a lot of good coaches doing a lot of good work. And Dave Merritt and Tim Walton and Bill McGovern and Pat and Z and Robbie, those guys worked their butts off. And I think that the players will tell you that they've done a good job getting them ready. And it's been a lot on the back end. When you talk about Andrew having to go in there, DT was a rookie, and even Eli Apple. I mean, but we got some vets in there that are helping, and we got good coaches that are helping. I think they're excited about it when it happens. I mean, any competitor is going to be excited. I really like the way Andrew Adams has responded to being on the back end, having to communicate, work with Landon. I think he's done a solid job. I mean, we got a ways to go. It was one game. Everybody has to step it up. We all have to be better. 24 points is too many points, in my opinion. We didn't play red zone as well as we normally had, and that hurt us, in our opinion, cost us 8 points. So we're all trying to get better.
Is the best compliment for Adams that you didn't sign a veteran safety this week?
A good way to look at it. I hadn't thought of it that way. If I'm him, yeah, that would be. But we got guys, everybody trying to work through this thing. I mean, Leon Hall's back there. There's a constant shuffle, but I go right back to Tim and Dave. They've done a nice job with those guys. They're in there battling away right now, working on Green Bay, and piecing it all together, so hopefully we'll come up with something really good.
We asked you about the snap counts for JPP and OV last week.
Yeah.
Is it still that hard balance to strike? And
yeah. It's hard to take guys of that quality off the field now. You know, OV is battling with that hand. I don't think people realize that it's affecting him as much as it is. He battles with it all week and then he goes out there and plays. But because of who they are and what they're like, they don't want to come off the field either. I wish, like heck, and it still goes back to third down, I'll segue to that because it needs to get better. I wish we weren't playing as many plays as we were playing. And if we were better on third down, just a couple of instances, I think we could cut down on 12, 15 plays. That would help what you're talking about. But I talked to a couple of guys this week about their numbers because I look at the overall for 4 weeks. And some of them are a little bit too high, so we're going to start to play a few more guys.
Vernon had the one game, I think it was Washington, where he looked like he couldn't even use his hands at all. Looked like he was all speed that game. Is he getting back?
Getting better, yeah. He's getting to where he's using a little bit more, Mike. But he there was in that game, he was actually asking to go inside a little bit more because you didn't do as much hand fighting inside as you do in the past, as you do outside. Mm. But he's getting there. You know, he doesn't use it very much during practice, but then when he gets to the game, he forgets about it and goes.
You have, you know, your 2 defensive ends. You know, obviously, Olivier got a lot of money. JP comes back, you know, he's all about. You probably look at them as home run hitters, right, in a sense. And if so, have they hit enough home runs, or are they kind of singles and doubles?
Yeah, I don't look at it that way. I'm looking at all 11. You know, I'm looking at good football players now. Do we move them around and try to take advantages of what we think their talents are? Yeah, but to me, it's strictly how many points are allowed on the scoreboard. It really all comes back to that.
But I mean, they're here for a reason. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that it's all on them, but I'm
yeah, they're all here for a reason. I mean, they really are. I'm not gonna. We all, as a group, and I think they would tell you because of their prideful men that they'd like to step it up. But I think everybody needs to do that. Really.
Do you need to get more penetration in the middle in the pass rush?
I think when you do that, it helps the outside. So there's some truth to that. Pat and Z, we try to put together some games inside to work on. A little bit depends on who you go against. I mean, you try to find the weaker link if you can. It may not be inside some weeks, it may be outside. That helps pass rush.
What is the issue on third down?
I can't put a finger on it. But every time I go through, and it frustrates me more than anything, when I end up looking at it, it's usually one or two of them. You know, our goal is 35% or less than 36. And it's usually one or two. And, you know, then, look, you can fine-tune or you detail everything. But we had one I remember distinctly where Jack Rabbit was covering 14. And it was a third and four, and you got 4.5 yards. Just got enough. You know, so you're off by a half a yard. Otherwise, that's a stop, and, you know, they're punting the football. I will say this. We have done far better on the third and shorter down distances, the one, the twos, the threes, certainly than we did last year. And those are hard downs to win. Why we're not winning some of the third and seven, third and eight, that's frustrating, but we'll get it figured out.
How difficult is Aaron in that sense that he's able to move around?
He's who?
Rodgers. He can kind of move around back there and extend
plays. Yeah, he can extend the down, and he can look at, he is what he is. I mean, we talk in terms of, he's not going to change. He's a great football player. He's a Hall of Famer. We need to affect the other 10. That's what we're talking about. And if we can do that, then maybe we can have some success. But if you let all those guys do what they're capable of doing, then, you know, Aaron's going to find them, and it's going to be a long day.
Coach, you've been in some pretty memorable matchups between the Giants and the Packers. How has the team evolved since you know, last time you were here and up to this year?
Yeah, look, I put it's all separate from me. I mean, to me, in this business, every year sits on its own. I really don't compare and go back and forth. I'm really, you know, we're just so focused on what we're doing right now with this group, who we have, what we have. It'd be hard for me to go back and compare. I mean, look, that's a great place to play a game. Lambeau Field and everything that goes with it. And our guys are excited about that, so hopefully we can go out there and perform well.
There's this idea, at least I would have it, I would imagine some of us do, that Ben could sit in your room and tell you about tendencies with Rodgers and McCarthy. Does that happen? And is it?
Well, I will say this. Ben and I have had a lot of conversations about the Packers offense, even prior to this week. You know, back in the summer, we do our off-season studies. And he's been a big help in seeing things that you might not see. Now, taking all of that and getting it to the field and having it actually be useful against Aaron Rodgers, you know, sometimes that's difficult. But understanding what he's trying to do, I mean, it helps that we go against Eli Manning every day because the offense is very similar. But when it's all said and done, their players are a little bit different, and we have to defend what they've been doing, what they don't do, what they do well or don't do well. But I've enjoyed listening to the why. You know, why do you think Aaron, why is he doing this? Or what do you think he would do here? What's his favorite this? Those are kind of the things that we're hopefully going to be able to
do. Did you revisit that this week, or is that back from?
No, we did. You know, we had last week when we had the extra day. You know, we had the Monday night game, so we spent a little bit of time there. Not much, because, and we did it early in the week, so we didn't confuse. You know, so that happens. I get jersey numbers in my head, and so we stayed away from that. It's all Green Bay right now.
Does it worry you that you look at all the talent they have and they haven't had that breakout game yet, that their numbers are kind of low?
Let's hope it doesn't happen. But they look, if there's bits and pieces in there. I mean, they can say what you want. The people can say what they want. There, I can see plays in there and throws and guys getting open and how nifty. And say that that's a good football team with a lot of talent. I'm sure they feel the same way, because they are.
How's that dynamic work with you and Ben? Because obviously he's a guy who's pretty much, you know, all an offensive background. Is he kind of let you do your thing? How hands-on is he?
Oh, it's been, well, I tell you what, some of the most valuable information you get, I'm not talking about just the Green Bay Packers, but of what we would do defensively or not do, is from an offensive perspective. I'm either down in his office, he's in mine, and there's always a back and forth. I enjoy that. He's great that way. And it's, you know, when you're the head coach and you're able to, you know, because Sully's in there doing whatever with it, you know, so Ben's a little bit more available right now to us defensively than he really would have been like last year. So that is really good.
Just to go back to the defensive ends of the snap counts, you know, I mean, you had Michael Strahan here and you were able to get him off the field. Where is it something that Owa and Kerry aren't showing you that's holding this back? Or
no, I would say it's a little bit of their development. But Kerry played a lot of snaps last year. More than anything, I think it's we need to do it. It's hard to take those other two guys off the field, and I know Pat feels that all the time. And maybe what we got to get to is just say, hey, here's how the rotation's going to be. But we'll see as it goes. We do need to do that. I mean, as these games go, it's going to pile up. I mean, there's other guys whose numbers are piling up. I still think a lot of it goes back to third down. We could help ourselves all the way across the board.